Over the past couple of decades, farmers' markets have been proliferating in Pennsylvania. Will the trend continue, or has the saturation point been reached? WPSU's Christine Allen went looking for kale, apples, and answers.
It's opening day of Milheim's outdoor farmers market, held under a pavilion on the grounds of the American Legion.
What do you have for sale today?
Beef, pork, and chickens. Next week we'll add guineas to that. Later in the season we'll add turkey, ducks, geese, and some other poultry.
Bill Callahan of Mifflinburg is the owner of a farm with the tongue-in-cheek name Cowahen. He's been farming for 38 years.
And I've been doing the markets, farmers markets, for approximately 20 of those years.
So you've really seen the whole farmers market thing explode over the last couple decades.
I have. It has grown tremendously, and particularly the variety of stuff that we have now is greatly more plentiful than what we had 20 years ago.
There's more produce and more markets. Pennsylvania is listed by the Farmers Market Coalition as one of the top 10 states in the country with the most farmers markets. The state has more than 300, and many markets these days are stretching their seasons. Some even move indoors for the winter. Here at the Milheim Market, most of the farmers say they go to two or three markets per week. Callahan says he sells 75% to 80% of what he produces at the markets.
So we depend on the people who come to markets for the bulk of our business.
For us, farmers markets are certainly an important piece, but it's not the only piece.
Megan Coopy is co-owner of Way Fruit Farm in Port Matilda, which has been in her family for six generations. Sitting in the Way Fruit Farm Cafe, she says farmers markets have reached a point of diminishing returns.
There's almost a farmers market, sometimes two, every day of the week in Center County. So you're then spreading that customer base amongst more market days.
There's a feeling that there is too many markets.
Brian Moyer is an educational program associate with Penn State Extension out of Lehigh County. He follows farmers market trends.
I don't personally think it's a matter of the number of markets. It might be more the location of markets. Some might be too close to others.
Moyer says that most people who shop at farmers markets live within a five-mile radius of the market location, and multiple markets too close together create competition.
The other problem we may have is that we've reached the population that was willing to shop that way.
Moyer points out that not everyone can shop during limited farmers market hours. And another factor, he says, is a trend toward more local produce in grocery stores.
They are also looking to purchase food more locally, or at least giving the perception that what they carry is more local.
The local food trend could be double-edged. Moyer points out that local produce in grocery stores could compete with farmers markets, but stores and restaurants that want to purchase more local food, he says,
create opportunities for farmers to enter that wholesale market as well.
Moyer says these factors have contributed to a modest downturn in farmers market profits. He notes that farmers market sales around the country started to fall about 3 years ago.
From that point forward, it's just kind of been flat.
Flat or not, some farmers still get a large part of their income from farmers markets, like Michael Arthur of Tamarack Farm, who's at the Milheim Market selling meat, wool items, and vegetables.
We have mostly greens, that's what we specialize in, but we do all the rest, tomatoes, onions, cucumbers in season and so forth, squash.
How important are farmers markets to your overall business?
Oh, definitely. Most important. That's what keeps us going. We do some sheep and wool festivals, but as far as sort of keeping the farm going, supporting ourselves, that's farmers markets.
At the Milheim Farmers Market, I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.